internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Cannibal!
RAAA, bite me.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. That is my name, Stephen Roy. Turning up the microphone output seems a bit low. Let's go ahead and do the rumble first as we do. It is March 28th, the year of our Lord, 2026. Got some good music queued up for ya. Because we have to celebrate the wins of Texas Tech. Yes, we will. And more on the Stephen Roy Podcast. But first, let's do the rumble. Had the audio turned up a little bit. Oh, stop, Josh. It's not time yet. Although they were playing the victory bells last night, at least for softball. I don't know how baseball did. Hopefully they did well. But we shall see. Let's do the rumble. Turn this off. Take off the headphones. Here we go. So my son used to say, here we go. He also used to say, shoes. Gotta put on my shoes. Not a little boy anymore. Okay. Welcome to the Rumble, the Stephen Roy Rumble for March 28th, the year of our Lord, 2026. And before I forget, like I did last week, if you're a TV or radio station, I thank you so much for watching. As you can see, great face for radio, right? You know, I never even noticed my dimples were so big. My wife, Dee, talks about them all the time. Had no idea. Wanted to talk to start today's rumble about something we joke about, right? But it's funny. First, let me show you this meme. So funny. I posted it on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. So if you want to join me there, join me at Stephen Roy Radio. My brother sent me this. Here it is. And I posted it and I said, too soon? It's Tiger Woods, and it says, just DUI it. I said, is it too soon? Tiger, man, I don't know what is going on with you, but he wrecked his car in Florida, rolled it over, then they did a breathalyzer, and he blew 0.000, right? Not drunk from alcohol, but then he refused a urine test, so he got a DUI. Right? Now, in anyone's defense, if you drink and drive in 2026, you're an idiot. My God, you can Uber 150 miles if you have to. Dee and I have Ubered from Houston Hobby Airport to Galveston, which is like, I don't know, less than 100 miles. You can Uber home. It doesn't matter if you're Tiger Woods. You don't have to drive drunk. When you're a billionaire, you can pay someone to drive you everywhere you go, and they'll sit there and wait for you. I mean, why are you driving drunk or on prescription drugs or whatever's going on? I'm not judging. I mean, I thank God when I was playing college football, I did not hurt somebody, because after every game, we'd go to somebody's house. And let me tell you a story. I went to my friend Tony's house. I think his name was Tony Crescioni, but could be wrong about the last name. My gosh, it was, just 40 years ago. Anyway, go to his house, big party, right? I crash on the couch. I wake up like 2:30, and I'm like, I'm not feeling drunk. I think I can drive home. So I go to drive home. What happens? The blue light. Red and blue lights spinning behind me. Spotlight. And I'm like, OS. Pulls me over on Hacienda Boulevard. In Hacienda Heights, that's where Tony lived, in Hacienda Heights. Hacienda Heights was like right over the hill from where I went, where I played college football, Rio Hondo College. Ironically, you know, we play. How can I not think of their name? Fergie. Fergie lives in grew up in the next town over from Hacienda Heights, Roland Heights, right? No, it's not the ghetto. It's not. It's a nice town. Roland Heights is nice. Hacienda Heights is even nicer. Where I went to college in Whittier. Whittier has, it's mostly nice, right? I have no idea about now, but when I went there, there was nothing wrong with it. It was okay. In fact, the hangout on the weekend, on Friday and Saturday nights, was Whittier Boulevard, where people would race. And I went there one time with my buddy and his 65 Ford Mustang coupe. He had a 351 Windsor on it. It was supercharged. And that thing would haul A. It had an under-the-hood Paxton supercharger. We had so much fun in that car. Anyway, so I'm going down Hacienda Boulevard, Hacienda Heights, towards the 60 freeway. Highway patrolman pulls me over, and I'm like, OS. So I get out my wallet. I don't have my driver's license. I'm like, Ossifer? No, I didn't say Ossifer. Officer? I'm looking for my driver's license. It was just here today. And he goes, well, give me whatever ID you have and your registration. I don't even know if they asked for insurance then. We're talking like 1984, 85. So I hand that to him. How am I handing my college ID? I said, I'm just trying to make my way back to the freeway. And he goes away. He comes back and he goes, okay, just go down here, go underneath the freeway, and then turn left. And you'll be on the right off-ramp. I said, I'm trying to get back to the freeway to go home in Temple City, because that's where I grew up, Temple City, right? On my license, it said Temple City. So he let me go. That was the last time I drove, if I was, like, buzzed at all, because, I mean, getting a DUI would have absolutely ruined my life, especially as a lineman, even today, driving a company truck. I would be in big, big trouble if I got a DUI, so I would never even take that chance. Dee and I often Uber to sports events, especially out of town. When we went to the Chiefs game, we Ubered there and back. Now, if we go to a Chiefs game next season, we'll probably pay a bazillion dollars to stay in the hotel across the street from Arrowhead Stadium. You know, that hotel only charges like $80, right, normally? You try to get a room there for a game day, and it's like $500 because they can get it, right? Same hotel, right? But they know they can get it because they're the only one across the street from Arrowhead. We couldn't even get an Uber to take a ride from Arrowhead. We had to go across the street to that hotel and then call for an Uber there. We stayed in North Kansas City. So if we go to another game this year, and if Jacob Rodriguez is drafted by Kansas City, I guarantee you we're going to go to a game this year. We went to Monday Night Football, Kansas City Chiefs against the New Orleans Saints, and New Orleans did not suck. Now, this was a year that Kansas, this is 2024, so Kansas City was awesome. It wasn't last year, and it was close in the first half, and then the second half, Kansas City pulled away. But there was a lot of Saints fans there, didn't have a problem with them. When we walked across the street from Arrowhead to that hotel, there was a dude there that was a Saints fan that was completely painted with gold paint. His entire head, arms, hands, he had like a gold sparkly outfit on, and his bald head and his arms and hands and everything was painted with sparkly gold paint. Now that's a fan right there. There was a lot of New Orleans fans around us. Didn't have a problem at all. Totally different than when we went to the Colorado game in season before last, and the people were just nasty. There were Colorado fans sitting around us, and Tech lost that game. Texas Tech lost that game. And, you know, I mean, it was the worst officiating I had ever seen in person. Now, I've seen worse. The worst I ever saw was, I think it was Iowa State one year. And when the double T 97.3, I can't remember the company they work for, is Learing sports people. Anyway, doesn't matter. But the point is, the guys that have been doing games for Texas Tech for like 40 years, They got suspended for the last game because they were commenting on how bad the officiating was during that game. So Big 12 officials can suck. And the game we went to against Colorado, they saw, I mean, literally, in one series, they just marched down the field with penalties, right? And they were BS penalties. Means they were not true. And I've been to many games at the Jones Stadium for Texas Tech when they show the replay on the Jumbotron, right? Raider Vision. So they show the replay on Raider Vision, and it's like, there ain't no way that's a penalty. And then 65,000 fans, ah! All the kids and the saddle tramps over there, BS, BS, you know. It's so much fun. Great environment. Never felt unsafe ever at any Tech sports event. Basketball, football, baseball. Now I'm wearing my Big 12 champion shirt from last football season, and because they are the Big 12 champions, the reigning Big 12 champions in football. And people say, you know what? They got the best players money can buy. Do you not think since the dawn of time that other schools like the University of Texas or name it, Oklahoma, do you think any of these schools did not pay their players before? Now it's legal with name, image, and likeness, with NIL money, but it didn't used to be legal, and they did it anyway. And I remember Eric Dickerson. Remember Eric Dickerson? He was the first single back in the NFL. He's the first that I remember in a single back running back offense when he played for the Rams, and he was good. Man, he'd run down the line and turn the corner, boom, he was gone. Ah, got my sugar-free sparkling water here. There's like 10 calories, 15 calories in this liter. Really good. And it tastes like Sprite, but it says key lime. Key lime. It's one of the only plain label things I will drink. Anyway, Eric Dickerson, the university bought him a Trans Am. Not only that, they bought a house so his mom could live there near the university. They bought him a house. They bought him a Trans Am. That's not legal. That's not legal, but they did, right? Players were handed McDonald's bags full of $100 bills. Not legal, but it happened, and now it's legal. So, oh, Texas Tech has the best players money can buy. Like, that's all there was to it. No, it was coaching. It was Joey McGuire creating a culture at Texas Tech, and that's what's happening now. Happening now with Jerry. I'm sorry, Jerry, I don't remember your last name. I am so bad with names, it's embarrassing. I see someone on the street I know I've met. It's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? It's good to see you. I don't say, I'm glad to meet you because I know I met him. Jerry Glasgow, he is the coach of Texas Tech softball. Dee and I are going to a game next Friday. So excited to go. Couldn't get tickets, and my brother-in-law somehow got tickets for the game. The only tickets that you can get, I don't know if you can even get them now, but the only tickets that you could get when I checked them at the start of the season were general admission seats, and that's in two different stands. There's stands in the outfield. Those are the general admission seats. But you know, when you watch Texas Tech a softball on the Plus, on Mr. Mouse Plus, it's like, where are all the people in the seats, right? It was a little chilly last night because the wind was blowing, and wind chill was probably, I don't know, probably in the 40s. 40, that's Fahrenheit for my friends in Australia and the UK. And yet there was nobody there. I mean, you might have seen like 10, 15 people in the stands right behind home plate. It's like, really? How about you give me your seats when you're not going to go to a game? And I'll go to every game if you give me your seats. Because you can't get those tickets. So I don't know how my brother-in-law got them, but I'm excited to go. We're going to be there next Friday night. He wants to see Nyjah Kennedy pitch. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care if it's Lincoln. I don't care if it's Terry. I don't care if it's Kennedy. You know, I want to see him play. And I don't know if I mentioned this on a previous show, but Jasmine Burns, I saw her at my church. Sweet girl, awesome parents, and I was saying to someone, as much, you know, are you surprised that I talk so much? I said, hey, I was just watching Tech softball. And then her mom says, hey, you know, my daughter plays for Texas Tech. And there she was, Jasmine Burns. She had a hoodie on that said number five, Burns. I might have your number wrong, Jasmine. The point is it said Burns. And then mom and dad had Tech stuff on too. And that's great. And I read online that on the Tech softball website that Jasmine Burns is from Menifee, California. I know where that is. I had to look it up, but I know where it is because it's just south of Paris. My brother and his family lives in Paris. That's not P-A-R-I-S. That's P-E-R-R-I-S, which is literally right next to Riverside, California. That's where my brother lives, in Paris, California. I grew up in Temple City, Arcadia, which is in the San Gabriel Valley, literally just east of L.A., right? I mean, right next to L.A. is Alhambra, Pasadena. Right next to Pasadena is Arcadia. That's where I went to school, Arcadia Schools. And then right below Arcadia is Temple City. I live in this little box, right on the border of Arcadia that went to Arcadia Schools, even though I lived in Temple City. And I had a wonderful childhood, and that's why it pains me so much to see that French Laundry Gabby has destroyed the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. That's what I always say on X. And I do. I thank God. Thank you, God. Thank God. Every day that I escaped California, and that my D and I have a wonderful life here in West Texas. Now, if you're watching the show and you've made it through 14 minutes, you know that I have applied for jobs in major markets all around the United States. I've even applied to a couple jobs in Australia. Never heard anything from them. And I could understand why. They'd have to sponsor my visa for me to go there. I've even applied for a couple jobs in Canada and heard nothing. And that's fine. And, you know, I've had small markets approach me, wanting me to work for them. But then I'd have to, like, make half of what I make now. I'm not going to take a cut in pay. I'm not going to take a cut in pay of one half, right, to work in a small market, even though working in a small market would be great. That's how I started in full-time radio. Worked in three small markets, in Sitka, Alaska, Mammoth Lakes, California, and in Southwest Kansas. And for a large Christian radio station. And the only reason I left there is because, number one, my ex-wife at the time couldn't find a job. And number two, they hired me to be an on-air talent, and instead all they wanted me to do is engineering work. And so I've been approached by people wanting me to do engineering work for stations, and I'm happy to do that, but as long as it's not the primary job, I want to be on the air, as you can imagine. So when people ask me, Stephen, what do you do for a living? I tell them, well, I do telecommunications engineering, but my real passion is broadcasting. That is my real passion. Has been since I was a kid. When I was a kid, I used to set up my room with a DJ booth, and I used to set up my record player and crank some great tunage on my record player. I grew up in the suburbs of L.A., and there was great radio in L.A. You know, just today, just this morning, I was remembering Mark and Brian. Did you ever watch the Mark and Brian show? You might be able to see it online. And I really enjoyed it. And I thought, you know, one of the greatest hooks of the Mark and Brian show was the Lucky Butt. That's right. One of their switchboard operators, right? So the guy that probably answered the phone, they called him Switchboarder Roberts. And Rob, I guess that's his last name. I don't know. First name? I don't know. Anyway, Switchboarder Roberts was known as the Lucky Butt. And so around L.A., like when the Kings made it to the Stanley Cup, they had Switchboarder Roberts go to where the Kings played. It was probably the Forum at the time. I doubt it was a Staples Center. And he rubbed his butt on the ice for good luck. Women used to come into the studio to have Robert rub his butt on their belly because they wanted to have a baby. I mean, this was a whole thing. One time they buried him up with just his butt sticking out of the dirt, and they parked a bike in his butt. I mean, that's the kind of stuff they used to do. That's what made radio great. Radio, television, it needs to be fun, right? It needs to be fun. Now, if you're strictly the news, I get it. You got to report the news. Just report the news. We don't need your political BS, right? I talk about politics on this show. I know people don't want to hear that all the time. And you know what? I get the most views of Rumbles where I don't talk as much about politics. Isn't that interesting? I don't talk as much about politics. I get more people watch. So there you go. So I was talking to Dee this morning. About a great shirt. My brother sent me this. Let me see what it says. I saw text, so of course I had to look. Isn't it amazing how we're addicted to these things? And I was just talking to, you know, I had a wonderful childhood. Well, guess what? When I was young and silly, we didn't have cell phones. You didn't see kids all the time. It's always both thumbs. I can't even do both thumbs. And don't need to, because I'm not on this thing like 24/7. But anyway, my brother... I didn't even know it was a video. So I posted this, and then one of my ex-followers, friends, posted this. It's an app called IDUI. Isn't that sad? Poor Tiger. He's already got people making apps and videos. IDUI. That's just silly. And you know, I shouldn't laugh. It's not funny. If he was on prescription meds, shouldn't have been driving. If he has a drug problem, I'm sorry to hear that. But anyway, there's just no excuse really for driving while intoxicated on anything, really. I mean, so the point of my story about that being stopped by CHP, I learned, not going to do that again. And I thank God I never hurt anybody when I was buzz driving. You know, they do a PSA in Texas all the time. It says, buzz driving is drunk driving. I don't care if you're texting and you hurt somebody, you deserve to be prosecuted. I try not to do that either. You know, if I text, I've got to be at the light and do it for just a second. Or maybe I'm in the car wash. You know, there's car washes all over West Texas because we have Yankee repellent. Why would you call it that, Teban? Well, wind and dust. We have that a lot in West Texas. I can't tell you how many times I've been wearing a tech shirt like this one on vacation. And someone will say, yes, you know, I used to live in Lubbock, but I didn't like the wind and the dust. And I just want to laugh. It's like, yeah, that's why you don't live there. Because there's wind and dust. And I love it here. I could live out in the middle of a dirt field and it wouldn't bother me at all. You know, that is D&I's long-term goal. I'd love to have a rural property, you know. I didn't even confirm that we won the Mega Millions last night. We'll probably win the Powerball tonight. And then, sorry, I won't be going to work for a radio or TV station then. I'll be creating my own. So, anyway. Oh, there's a 300 million to one odds to win the Powerball. So I'm not naive as I fix my chair. I'm not naive. That's probably not going to happen. So my brother sent me this. It's a t-shirt. It says, Iran forgot our president is a felon. It says, Iran forgot our president has 34 felonies. And Dee didn't get that, so I had to explain it. You know, New York never indicted President Trump. No. He was given a civil trial by that E.S. Carroll. I'm not even going to say what I want to say, and I probably shouldn't have said the things that I've said on X about her. But come on. Donald Trump dates and married a supermodel. Do you really think he wants some of that in a store or wherever this supposedly happened? I mean, really? Probably what happened is she came on to him and he was not interested. He said, sorry, sweetie. I'm sorry, I'm not interested. And she felt jilted. And then she got the chance to sue and make an S load of money. And that's what she did. You know what? There's a name for that. It's called a gold digger. She's a gold digger trying to make money. Well, guess what? She's never going to see a nickel of that money. When she was interviewed after the verdict, she said, well, I just want to go shopping. I'm going to go on a shopping spree, and I'm going to take you with me. Ha ha! oh, gosh, you really seem offended that you were supposedly molested. Doesn't sound like that to me. It sounds like to me you're a gold digger and you just wanted money. Dee says, I don't want to talk about politics. I don't want to talk about politics. Well, you asked me what that was about. So he was indicted by Wiggy Fanny in Georgia. It never went anywhere. There was no conviction, right? It was tossed out. It was dismissed because it was BS. And why was he given 34 felonies? Because supposedly he was pressuring Mrs. Kemp and Secretary Raffi to actually look at the ballots in Fulton County, Georgia, because President Trump was ahead by 200,000 votes when they stopped the counting in the middle of the night. He was ahead by 200,000. In Pennsylvania, President Trump was ahead by 800,000 votes. They didn't find ballots. They created them. They created ballots. So now we know, it's come out now, in Fulton County, Georgia, right? That's the largest county in Georgia. It's where Atlanta is. 350 ballots, 350,000 ballots, tens of hundreds of thousands, 350,000 ballots were found to be invalid. They had no signature, there was no verification, so they counted ballots until they got the result they wanted. Worse than that, I saw a video just yesterday of a voting machine. They put in a ballot marked President Trump. Guess what was tabulated? Bribing. That's right. Poopy pants bribing. So don't tell me there was, I would say, and there was massive fraudulection since fraudulection night 2020. And that's exactly what happened. So this morning, I was listening to Smooth Jazz. I heard Kenny G, which I haven't heard in forever. And then I also heard Chuck Mangione. I love Chuck Mangione. You know, I bought a 45 of him that had Feels So Good. And then on the backside, there was another song that was great. And I don't even know the name of it, but that was played this morning. And then I told Dee, I said, yeah, you know, Chuck Mangione played the flugelhorn. And she goes, what's a flugelhorn? So I looked it up. The flugelhorn, also spelled differently, it's a brass instrument that resembles the trumpet and the cornet, but it has a wider, more conical bore. Like trumpets and cornets, most flugelhorns are pitched in B, though some are in C. It's a type of it's a valved bugle. Never knew that. A flugelhorn is a valved bugle. It was developed in Germany in the early 18th century, in the early 19th century, that's the 1800s. So in the early 19th century, the flugelhorn was developed in Germany from a traditional English valveless bugle. The first version of a valved bugle was sold by Heinrich Stötzel in Berlin in 1828. The valved bugle provided Adolf Sax, creator of the saxophone, with the inspiration for the B soprano sax horns, on which the modern day flugelhorn is modeled. So there you go. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Here's a really fun video. Let me start it over. Raccoon is gonna wash his cotton candy in water, and it's gone. And he's like, what? What? Cause raccoons wash their food before they eat it. So funny. And we had raccoons when I lived in Nevada City. Nevada City is in Nevada County, which is in the western Sierra Nevada foothills. And I lived in Truckee, which is near Lake Tahoe, which is also in Nevada County. And I also lived in Mammoth Lakes, which is in the eastern Sierra Nevada. So when I hoopy-doo a TV or radio personality for saying Nevada, it's because I lived there in Nevada County, in the western Sierra Nevada, in the Sierra Nevada, in the eastern Sierra Nevada. And I lived in Nevada City, which was in Nevada County. So I probably know how to pronounce Nevada. And people that live in Nevada, they do not like it when you say it wrong. That's why hoopy-doo people for saying it like that. So when I lived in Nevada City, lived at 4,000 feet, on top of a mountain. When they said it was going to snow at 5,000 feet, we got snow at 4,000 feet. We got it. I got it big time. And I'll tell you what. I had 6 feet of snow around my house one winter, and I was shoveling like this, throwing the snow up over the top of my head. When I lived in Mammoth Lakes, I was shoveling snow over my head because I had, you know, banks next to where I was walking that were where there was over 6 feet of snow. I saw so much snow in Mammoth Lakes that when I opened the back door, you could see the imprint of the door, the design in the door that has like panels in the door. You could see the imprint in the snow, like half the door. 3 feet of snow had snowed overnight in Mammoth Lakes. And then I'd have to shovel my way out to where my car, where my truck was, and then shovel around my truck. I had a four-wheeler with a snow plow, but that didn't work to shovel out where my truck was. I didn't have a garage. I didn't even have a carport. So I had to shovel my truck out to go to the radio station every morning. That was interesting. That's the most snow I've ever seen. But the snow in Mammoth Lakes was like powder. I mean, you could use a push broom to clean it off of your parking area or your walkway. And I did. If it was just a little bit of snow, I would just use a broom to broom it off. Same thing when I lived in Bend, Oregon. Now, I've seen people use I've seen people use weed blow, you know. Well, how can I not think of the name, right? Leaf blowers. I've seen people use leaf blowers to blow stuff. And, this is the best television or radio. Not scripted, but, you know, you just wing it. And sometimes it's just fun. I have a backpack leaf blower. So that's what I use to blow around where I live. And it works great. I had a little handheld one that just was never strong enough. And so I think it was not Christmas last year, but the one before. I believe my brother-in-law got me that leaf blower, and it works so great, really great. And I'd like to get a spare battery. I mean, it's enough. Our house is not that big, right? I can do all my yard work, weedy. I could mow, weedy, blow in like an hour. So we don't have a big yard, and that's the way we want it, right? Because, you know, I'm 59 years old. Uh-oh, I told TV and radio stations how old I am. But I do want to go to work for a station until I retire. That could be 6 years, that could be 10 years, and then I'll hopefully, with God willing, I'll retire. All right, that's going to do it for the Rumble for this week. I thank you so much for watching. Hey, you have a great day, a great week, a great every day. Yes, now you have to. A great every day. Why did I say that? A great every day. Wow. All right, first we got to play Victory Bells for Tech Softball doing a run rule last night. Caitlin Terry home run, or I think it was a home run. I think it was a two-run homer that won the game by run rule last night, and they're going to play today in 53 minutes. Probably will miss the game because I think D wants to go to a new store that they just opened, and then we'll probably get some lunch. So may not watch it today, and that's okay. So let's play Victory Bells for Tech Softball, hopefully for baseball too. And then a song I heard yesterday that's just so great. Got to play that too, right here on the Stephen Roy Podcast. XP song.
Time is done here. We are the scarlet and the black. As we walk across the stage, strive for honor evermore. We bow to our friends, long live the Matador.
XB sucks.
And Lil John on the Stephen Roy podcast. Sorry for all the funny noises. I don't know what's going on with the, I don't know if it's the mixer or what. One of these days I'm gonna have to fix that. But we're all right. Hey! Yes, it does.
Oh my god, no way! Oh my god, RFD!
I think in less than 2 months, we're going to go see Josh Turner here in West Texas. Looking forward to that. Great show. Seen some of his newest stuff. So good. That's what makes me think of this great song. I'm playing for you right here on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. 'Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
And a few who still believe. There were five good men here yesterday, but they were asked to leave. So we've kept the good old vices and labored to invent a few. With cake and vulgar surplus, we can have it and eat it too.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.